Brad Jones working inside linebacker today is really the continuation of how we train both Brad and Jamari in the spring and summer. The ability for them to play both inside and outside. But with the injury to Robert Francois, that definitely is part of the reasoning too. Good question. I actually spent time this morning assessing the scheduling of camp. So, the target of trying to make sure the scheduling was erratic, up and down a bit to match the first 4 weeks of our season. I think we definitely accomplished that because there's definitely some points where you had adjusted and out of schedule. It was uncomfortable for the group at times. Took them a while to get used to it. Obviously, the morning schedules, everybody liked to be on that type of schedule, and I think that's human nature. So I'm pleased with the scheduling of it. The thing that I'll go back and look at as we do every year, is the reps compared to the injury report because, something wasn't right there. We had some unusual injuries early in camp, but then we started to have some fatigue injuries. So you always have to take a look at that and be critical of yourself there. So I'm still working through it. But as far as the competition, outstanding. The 90-man roster that we brought into camp, extremely competitive. And from that, I'm very confident we'll have a good football team to start the season. So, and with that being said, it's not really quite over. This contest against Kansas City will give us more information to be part of that evaluation.
How's James Starks coming along right now?
James Starks, just talking with the medical staff, is coming along slow. So we'll just continue to treat him, but he hasn't made a whole lot of progress here of late. Alex Green, I think, has definitely prepared himself to be ready for the start of the season. I want to see some production from Alex Thursday night. But we had him on a rep count. He'll be continue to be on a rep count this last week, in which what you want to see, particularly younger players, with their first real opportunities is for him to make progress. And I feel like he's done that throughout camp.
Like with Ryan Taylor back, at least you've got three tight ends.
Yeah, Ryan Taylor practiced today, but we'll see where he is Thursday. I don't know how much we'll play Ryan in the game, so that's still an ongoing conversation. So, but yes, definitely. Our tight end situation is from a number standpoint does not look very good.
Mike, sorry if you've answered this already, but with this being the last practice of camp, you dealt so much with missing numbers in the last 3 weeks here, at least 15 probably in practice going home. Have you been able to
Oh, we've been able to do more than enough. If anything, we've really stressed out the 70 to 75 players that have been consistent through camp. And that's where we talked about evaluating the training camp and the scheduling of training camp, the injuries, the reps, and it's something that I know I personally do every year, but it's something that we'll look at. But so with that being the case, our team is more ready from the reps, the situations, the amount of time we've spent in all the different areas that we're trying to hit, the opportunity to work an in-season schedule really 2.5 weeks as opposed to just 2 weeks. So there's a lot of positive things that come out of making the adjustments due to the injuries too. So I think like anything, when there's adversity, it is an opportunity for something positive come off of that. So the players that did go through camp and practice through the majority of the reps that we had, I definitely feel ready for the season.
What does a roster challenged player need to do on Thursday to jump up and win a job?
Make a statement. Define yourself. Whether answer a question that's out there about you. Is it consistency? Is it big playability? There's different categories that you use when you're grading and evaluate players, and obviously some players do certain things better than others, and And if you can show improvement in those areas and show growth and show more value to your team, I mean, that's what you look for in these game environments. Well, I think it's important to identify what number 53 is. And I don't know if it's really just comes down to that one player. And when you evaluate your team, when I speak of evaluating vertically, I'm talking about 1 through 53 if you want to create a ranking system. But also you have to evaluate your team horizontally. And what I'm saying is that, you know, each individual is evaluated against the other individuals in his position. But you have to take it a step further. That particular injury is also evaluated against individuals in other positions. So, and that's why the importance of special teams really comes to light when you're making these final decisions. So, you want everybody to earn that spot on your 53, and hopefully you're able to create the practice squad that you want too. Because we're a firm believer in trying to keep our own guys, and I hope that's the case this year also.
Do players ever come to you and say, Coach, what do I need to do to make this team?
Oh, definitely. If they come and say it to me tomorrow, I don't think that'd be a good thing. You know, it's a little late, but you know, you have those conversations throughout training camp. Yes.
Last year, Vic Soto, Pat Lee had some big games in that fourth preseason game. Who are some other guys who kind of made some statements late that, you know, you gave a roster spot to?
In the past? That's good. Well, I mean, Soto is the one that jumps out to mind too, just with his performance. I want to say Tony Palmer, my first year. Well, Tony wasn't here, but he played real well when he was in St. Louis, and we actually put him, Jarrett, and Charlie Pepper on our 53, our first year. So I just remember performances later in training camp on other teams that we were drawn to. Just going through it. I mean, Matt Flynn did. He really climbed up the charts, you know, throughout training camp, and you know, in his particular situation with competing with Brian Brom in those days, you know, a lot of their work came down to the later games. So I'd say he's probably one of those guys. I'd say Sutton, a little running back we had out of Northwestern, was one of those guys that you know, didn't work out, but he definitely, you know, he made it hard. So is that enough?
Does Soto have some tight end in him coming from the
tight end? Yeah, I mean, you know, like I told him and Jamari, you better watch how good you catch that ball in practice because, you know, we can switch him the color of that shirt real quick. But, I thought he's very natural at it. I mean, I think people don't realize, you know, he's a good athlete. He was a very good tight end in high school going into college. And, he looks natural at it.